stores in Philadelphia. Following the success of her first Mother's Day, Jarvis, who remained unmarried and childless her whole life, resolved to see her holiday added to the national calendar. Arguing that American holidays were biased towards male achievements, she started a massive letter-writing campaign to newspapers and prominent politicians, urging the adoption of a special day honoring motherhood. So by 1912, many states, towns, and churches had adopted Mother's Day as an annual holiday, and Jarvis established the Mother's Day International Association to help promote her cause. Well, her persistence paid off. In 1914, President Woodrow Wilson signed a declaration officially establishing the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day. Anna Jarvis had originally conceived of Mother's Day as a day of personal celebration between mothers and their families. Her version of the day involved wearing a simple white carnation as sort of a badge of recognition and visiting one's mother or attending church services. But once Mother's Day became a national holiday, it wasn't long before florists, card companies, and other mercantiles capitalized on its popularity. While Jarvis had initially worked with the floral industry to help raise awareness of Mother's Day, and by 1920, she had become disgusted with how the holiday had become so commercialized. She actually began an outward campaign denouncing the transformation and adamantly urged people to stop buying Mother's Day flowers, cards, and candles. Jarvis eventually resorted to an open campaign against Mother's Day profiteers, speaking out against those candy makers, florists, and even charities. She also launched countless lawsuits against groups that used the name Mother's Day, eventually spending most of her personal wealth in legal fees. You didn't know this, did you? By the time of her death in 1948, Jarvis had disowned the holiday altogether and actively lobbied the government to see it removed from the American calendar. But despite her best efforts, Mother's Day has continued to be celebrated throughout the United States. Can we get a hand clap? Yeah. That wasn't very jovial, but that's okay. Presenting mothers and other women with cards, gifts, and flowers, Mother's Day has become one of the biggest holidays of consumer spending. This year, it is estimated that Mother's Day holiday spending will top $23 billion, with most of those dollars going to jewelry, special dinners or brunch, flowers, gift cards, clothing, consumer electronics, personal services, greeting cards, books, music, and yes, vacuum cleaners. Let's watch the video.
So how was school today?
Good. I thought the chemistry lab.
No, you did not.
That's a long story.
Okay.
How was choir?
It was good.
Moms have it so easy. I mean, their lives are fun, simple, and so rewarding. Sometimes I wish, instead of being the dad, I wish I was the mom. Another day of pedicures, reading my magazines, and making myself beautiful. This is the life.
Mom? Mom, tell him to stop copying me.
Mom, tell him to stop copying me.
I'm not kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Mom, do something.
Mom, do something.
Are you serious?
Are you serious?
Mom, are you serious? Why did I ever ask you to help me? I should have known you couldn't fix my hair. I look like a freak. Look at me.
Look at me. Hey, Mom. Look at this. Look at me. Come on, Mom. Look at me. Watch this, Mom. Come on. Look at this. Watch this. Mom, look at me. Come on, Mom. Look at me. Come on, Mom. Look at me. Come on.
Due tomorrow, and I haven't read any of this.
Mom, if you don't help me, I'm gonna fail school and be a loser forever.
You don't expect me to read this all by myself, do you? You don't expect me to eat this, do you?
Seriously, Mom, what is this?
Mom, I'm not gonna eat this.
Dad, can we just go out to eat, please?
Hey, kids, be nice to your mother.
If I eat this, I'm gonna throw up. Mom, I said I'm gonna throw up. No! Mom, I think I'm gonna be sick too.
You're amazing. No, seriously. I don't know how you do it. I'm at a loss for words. Kids, come here. Get in here. Hug your mother. Tell her you love her. We're in the presence of greatness.
Dad.
Not now. Dad's on a roll. This is God's greatest creation, kids.
You're smushing my face.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. Because I don't say thank you enough. I mean, the truth is, I don't deserve you. We don't deserve you. And one day is not enough to honor you. We should honor you every day. But how do we say thank you to the woman that means the world to us? I know. We're gonna go right now and get you that vacuum cleaner you've had your eye on. No. Don't speak. This time, we're going name brand, baby. Come on, kids. Let's go make your mom's dreams come true.
So Mother's Day is recognized as a day for families to celebrate moms by giving gifts and even giving moms days off from cooking and household chores. Well, you know, much to her chagrin, I'm sure, this holiday that Anna Jarvis launched back in 1900 has spread throughout much of the world, though it is celebrated with varying enthusiasm in various ways and on various days, but more often than not, on this day, the second Sunday in May. So this year, we are joining with people all over the world celebrating the 104th Mother's Day. Now, for many churches and pastors around the country, Mother's Day actually, it poses a dilemma. What do we preach on? Do we preach a special Mother's Day sermon or not? To be honest, we face the same kind of dilemma on Father's Day, only the stakes are a little different. You see, while many churches see a big jump in worship attendance on Mother's Day, they see a big dip in worship attendance on Father's Day. In fact, among Protestant churches, Father's Day worship attendance lags way behind Easter, Christmas, Mother's Day, Homecoming, Friends Day, 4th of July, and even a category labeled as Other. Interesting, isn't it? Usually one of three types of sermons is preached on Mother's Day. The first type of sermon is what I'd call a celebration of mothers or motherhood sermon. This type usually lifts up the virtues of motherhood, the contributions that they have made in our lives, or expounds on some of the great mothers that we see in the Bible or throughout history. This type of Mother's Day sermon is what I'd call the how to be a better mom kind of sermon. That's the second type. It focuses on how to be better mothers. 12 qualities of a Christian mother. Hannah's story, Be Like Mary, are some of the titles you will see with a quick search on the internet. This type of message says, Happy Mother's Day, and then goes on to tell you how to be a better mother. So the first and the second. The third type of Mother's Day actually has no connection to Mother's Day. And in full disclosure and honesty, that has tended to be my modus operandi in dealing with Mother's Day. Now, don't get me wrong. In every church I have served, I've always taken the time to honor moms on Mother's Day. I've just chosen not to keep it as a hallmark holiday. I acknowledged it, I celebrated it, and I moved on. But not today. Today I want to do something different. For many of you moms, Mother's Day is a day of celebration, a day of fun and festivities. But for others, I know that Mother's Day can also be associated with a lot of pain, especially for those who have struggled with or are struggling with things like infertility or miscarriage or the death of a mother or the death of a child or the relational estrangement between a mother and a child. Motherhood is a high calling. It is not for the faint at heart. The Bible speaks in glowing terms about motherhood. We're told to honor our mothers. We are told to listen to their teaching, to obey their words. Motherhood is viewed as a blessing, and it is intended to bring happiness. And the Bible teaches mothers to point children towards Christ by praying for them, modeling faith and character, and training them in wisdom. And so while Mother's Day might not be a part of what we would call the church calendar, this cultural celebration offers me the great opportunity to celebrate the gift of motherhood and I hope speak some truth into the lives of you moms. So I thought long and hard about what should I share with you today. I wondered, how could I honor you moms who are with us today? How could I encourage you and speak some words of truth into your life that I think are rooted in the very heart of God? And so what I decided to do this morning, that this morning should be a sacred time of affirmation. So here's the outline. Here is the good news that I want you moms to hear this morning. We find it in Romans 8:1. It says, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Now I know you're looking at that going, what? How in the world does that connect with Mother's Day? But hear me out. Mothers, there is no condemnation for those of you who belong to Christ Jesus. For you moms, if you belong to Jesus, that means if you are a believer, if you are a Christian woman and mom, you do not have to fear or receive the condemnation that is so often either dumped on you by others or absorbed by you when you feel like you just don't measure up or when you start comparing yourself to others. You, as a believer in Jesus, stand in the righteousness of Christ and you are loved by God as his daughter because of what Jesus did on your behalf. So here's how this plays out practically. Mothers, even though you might feel like it, you are not condemned by your messy home. You are not condemned by your personal sins. You are not condemned by the difficulty of caring for a child with special needs. You are not condemned by the knowledge of how easy it is for you to love one child more than the other. You are not condemned by your miscarriage. And you are not condemned by your lack of desire to have more kids. You are not condemned because you have no desire to adopt. You are not condemned, even though you feel it, when you read of another's perfect parenting moment on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You are not condemned by your inability to cook. I didn't see any nudges, so that was good, Dads. You are not condemned because your kids are not like your friends' kids. You are not condemned because you are divorced or unmarried and doing it alone. You are not condemned by your desire to be alone, away from the kids for a time, every single day. You bring it up. You are not condemned by your body, which is not what it once was. You are not condemned by your repeated failures as a mom. You are not condemned by your rebellious children, even when those children are adults. You are not condemned by the frustration of having to make mac and cheese every single day. Lord have mercy. It changes, right? You are not condemned by all the fears and tears that flirt with insanity and take you to the precipice of despair. You are not condemned by not being able to throw the birthday party of the year for your kids, even though Pinterest makes it look so easy. You are not condemned for not feeding your kids homemade meals that are preservative-free, GMO-free, dye-free, artificial flavoring and coloring-free, or contains no added sugar. You are not condemned by your need for a vacation, even without your kids. And you are not condemned because you cannot take your kids on an exciting vacation. You are not condemned for not living up to the standards of your mother or mother-in-law. And you are not condemned by the stares of those who don't have kids when yours erupt into volcanic screams in public places. I can go on, can't I? It's so easy to feel condemned, isn't it, moms? So hear this good news for you today. Mothers, even though you may feel it, absorb it, there is no condemnation for you who belong to Jesus. The real reality, what God's word has to say to you, is this. Your failures, your weaknesses, and your sins are not who you are. Those voices you listen to all too frequently, taunting and tormenting you with lies, they're wrong. You're loved forever. You are priceless. You are forgiven. You are not alone. God is with you wherever you are, and he is with you whatever you're facing. You are wanted, and you are chosen. You are a daughter of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You are made and fashioned by the very hands of God. You are created on purpose and for a purpose. God calls you wonderfully made. He says that you are complex, that you are beautiful, and that you are strong. He says you're important and you're needed. You see, life is not hopeless. Bad moments don't make you a bad mom. Because God's mercies are new, even for you, every day. Your hard is hard. Do the best you can with what you have. You're not perfect, and that's okay. You don't need to be. Your identity is not in what you do, or what you make, or where you live. And your identity is not in your children. If you are in Christ, you are a new creation. Hear this. Comparison is the thief of joy. It is not your friend. Those imperfections you worry about, those moments you worry about, those moments when you fail with your kids, the burnout that you often feel, God knows. He cares. He is your provider. He is your strength and your shield. He is with you, and he will never, ever abandon you. So keep on praying. Take one day at a time. And remember this truth. There is no condemnation for you who are in Christ Jesus. Mothers, if you have Christ Jesus, you have no reason to fear condemnation. Your identity as a sinner before a holy God is replaced by the righteousness of Christ. So on this Mother's Day, if I struck a chord, if I connected with you, if you felt yourself in what I said, I want to invite you to walk and live and go forward in freedom with the unending affection, acceptance of being a daughter, perfectly adored, with an unwavering love that flows from our Father in heaven. We love you for who you are. Happy Mother's Day. I would like to invite all of our moms to please stand up. And we want to pray for you. Stay standing. We want to pray for you because we love you and we are so grateful to God for giving you to us. We are so blessed by you, by how you share and how you sacrifice, by what you have done, what you are doing, and we give you thanks for what you will yet do in our lives, in the lives of our families, in the lives of our community, and in the life of our world. You are needed, and you are loved, and we want to pray for you. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the women who are before us. And for some of us, we thank you for the women who have gone before us, for the blessings that they have been in our lives. We thank you that you have called them to this task, that they have stepped up, that they have leaned in to you. And we pray your most abundant blessings on them this day. Wherever they are and whatever they're going through, we want them to know this day, oh God, that they are loved by you and that they are loved by us. May they, this day and in the days ahead, know who they are in you, that they are loved, and that they are your daughter. So we pray on this day, this 104th anniversary of Mother's Day, we pray for your most abundant blessings on them. And together we also pray for our moms and for the women who have gone before us who have been mothers to us. And we thank you for them. We thank you for their lives. We thank you for their witness. We thank you for their love. And we pray all this in the strong and powerful name of Jesus. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Let's give our moms one more round of applause.